Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Mairead O'Connor, who is from Offaly, from Road in Offaly, who was on the show trying to name her cafe. She's back. Morning, Mairead.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, it's good to talk to you again. So you were on the show a little while back and you have this lovely coffee shop in Road in County Offaly, but it is a little sad because it had no name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you decided that you wanted to give us as much information as we could so that all the Today FM listeners could get their heads together and decide on a name for you. So when you heard the rest of the show, were you surprised how many people were that emotionally invested in the naming of your coffee shop?
Yeah, it definitely touched something, didn't it?
It did.
Because even like over the weekend, the amount of people, like the amount of people that listen to your show, Dave.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. Yeah.
Every single person that came into the shop over the weekend was just, here's a name, it's brilliant, it's a great boss. It definitely gathered momentum, it's brilliant.
And so then, did you have favourites from the ones that you heard?
We did, initially, yeah. My heart was definitely set on one from the beginning, so was Ronan's, but, you know, we didn't know kind of what we wanted. Like, we had come up with loads of suggestions ourselves, you know, the Lincoln family, the girls, our own name. You know, the history bit with the bone, or the place, like the play on road.
Of course. So what were some of the ones that you like, before you give us the actual one, we'll keep everybody waiting an extra few seconds, but what were some of the ones that you did like the sound of?
Okay, so being teachers, of course, we had to shortlist.
Yeah, I like it. Three,
and I picked three.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
We came up with highly commended names, Dave. So the first, in no particular order, was the Bawn Farmhouse.
Okay, the Bawn. Now tell everybody the reference to the Bawn.
We're not too sure whether the area or the building was originally called the Bawn.
Okay, so that made some sense.
That was nice. Yeah, and being from the farm and the kind of nod to fresh bakes and...
Yeah, all that organic and deliciousness.
The Bawn Farmhouse. Bawn to Bake, kind of a play on Born to Bake.
Yes.
That was good. The Colossus, I thought that was
the class. Colossus.
The Colossus of Rhodes.
Yes, because that's the place in Greece. Yeah, of course. Right, brilliant, yeah.
A little bit more lighthearted, and I was definitely tempted with Girl Flower.
Give us the logic on that one.
Girl Flower, F-L-O-U-R. You wanted the Girl
you
Power.
You were Girl Power, Girl Flower.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And the girls, you know.
Yeah,
Willow,
yeah.
And of course, our last one before the real one was She Ain't Heavy, She O'Connor.
Which is a pun on a song, of course. Yes.
That has to be somewhere.
He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
We'd mixed up a few. Have a little bit of fun. So, Dave, you're, you know, the candle witch.
Oh, the candle witch. Yes, I thought that your daughter sounded like Victorian children.
Yeah. We thought Hefty's Wick.
As Hefty was the nickname of Ronan Heavey and the family and all that. So Hefty's Wick, yeah.
Yeah, well, so.
That didn't stick around for long.
The drum roll, Dave.
Okay, yeah. Tell everybody, what have you chosen? What have yourself and Ronan chosen? What is the name of the coffee shop in Rhodes?
We have decided to keep it very classy. So the name of our little coffee shop in Rhodes Village is now aptly named the Boggs Dollop.
Yeah! Amazing! This is so good. So this is a suggestion. I think it was John, wasn't it?
It was John, yes.
Yeah. So John suggested the Boggs Dollops, which is obviously a pun on another well-known phrase. But obviously, Offaly, the bog, and,
and dollops. A dollop of cream.
Dollop of cream. So that's what you've gone with.
Yeah, an absolute banger. Now, I was on the phone earlier on to my mother, and she wanted to know, you chose the name. I was like, oh, yeah, you'll have to tune in now today. Today FM.
Like, oh, so is she only hearing it now for the first time?
Yes. Yes.
And how do you feel the mother is going to feel about the Boggs Dollops?
She told me. She said, well, as long as you don't go with that Boggs Dollops.
Well, sorry, Mairead's Mammy. That's definitely what it's being called. So are
you to vote, Mammy.
Are you going to get this, like a sign made? Are you going to get stationery? Are you going to have window dressings?
Like, can't you just picture like the merch, you know, like the hoodie with the bog dollop, the coffee cups, like there's so much with that. Yeah, it's an absolute banger.
I would absolutely wear a hoodie with the bog dollops written on it. That's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it kind of ties everything together. And a little weird side note as well.
Go on.
I knew a very special man, my uncle John, who never got to see the shop.
Mm.
So I'm really happy, it just ties us in this morning, that a John got the
named
name.
Named it, okay. That is lovely.
That was nice too, a nice, you know.
Yeah, it rounds the whole thing off.
Yeah, something for me, yeah. So we'll definitely now sort John out with a few copies and so on.
Absolutely, that's the least we can do for John with his brilliant suggestion. I mean, look, it was one of the most original ones, in fairness, that came in, because obviously you had given us so much information. A lot of the information pointed towards so many things, but then John came out of nowhere with the Boggs Dollops, and I think it's a great shout.
Yeah, and it's not really linked to but I think
so. This means
in the village road.
Yeah, and then
for the history for the place.
And when you expand, then and you go to Galway and Cork and Dublin and New York, you can call it the Boggs Dollops, and it's not that linked, you know.
Yeah, the baby
bogs. Mairead, it's such a great name. Fair play to you, and thanks a million for choosing us to help you, because as you said,
we'll forever be named by Today FM and your superb listeners. So for myself and my lovely husband Rowan and the two girls, Charlotte and Willa Jane, down the scullery.
Yes, of course.
We are very happy, and thank you very, very much.
Thank you, and thanks for getting back in touch and putting us out of our misery, because we were all talking about it over the weekend, going, I wonder what they chose, so it's great to hear. Mairead, thank you so much.
Thanks a million, Dave.
Best of luck with the business. See you later.
Yeah, will do. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.